I know.
Paula.
Hi, Paula. I just came on. I didn't hear anybody
Yeah,
else.
it's just you and I right now.
Yeah, I had company come to the door, so.
I had my cousin trying to call me at the same time I was doing my numbers. Well.
I'm the same way. I have a grandson who lives in New Orleans, and on his way home, he likes to
Oh,
call.
okay.
And then there's
Oh,
always
okay.
some neighborhood that this is their favorite time of the day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, but we're here.
Yeah, we'll wait a few minutes.
Yeah. This was only a half an hour class, right?
About.
Yeah.
We might get 1 to 3 verses, something like that.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin. We're on section 34 of the Parashah Noach from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. We're going to start with Pasuk 267, and I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha berichu ishkin David hilur himud hilud hilur himu le'akda l'shem yudhe bavadhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenehu. Ma'e kashti kima de'itmar ויוסף דקטיב, ותשב ביעתם פשתו. בגין דיוסף צדיק יקרא, וגין כך פשתו. דברית צדד קשת, דיתקלל, וצדיק דברית. דקת בדא יתאחד, וגין דנוח הווה צדיק, קיימה דילה כקשת. He asks, what is meant by my rainbow? And he replies, it is similar to what has been said about Joseph. But his bow, or rainbow, abode is strength. The rainbow suggests malchut. And since Joseph is called righteous, which is the attribute of Yesod, his rainbow refers to the covenant of the rainbow. Yesod of Malchut. The covenant is Yesod and the rainbow Malchut. The rainbow is incorporated in the righteous because the covenant, Yesod, united with it. And because Noah was righteous, his covenant was established and included in the secret of the rainbow. Comments, thoughts.
Well, I see it as a parallel between Joseph and Yesod, being a chariot for Yesod of Malchut, and Noah, and the covenant of the rainbow. you know,
what is the covenant of the rainbow, to your understanding?
That Hashem wouldn't send the flood again to destroy the world.
That's correct. That's from Hashem's side. What did Noah give him to make the covenant? That the covenant has to be an agreement between two sides.
Well, I think righteousness.
That's exactly correct. That is what Noah gave. By becoming righteous, he created this unity between Noah, representing Zeran Pin, and the rainbow, representing Malchut. And you have this twice, once with Joseph and once with Noah. Joseph received the covenant also. The rainbow is a demonstration of the unity of Zeran Pin and Malchut. That's what the verse is teaching us. So when you see a rainbow, that's the Kavanah to have. That by having the Kavanah, that the rainbow represents Malchut, and by my seeing it, I'm elevating it to Zeran Pin. That's the consciousness. That's what the verse is telling us to do.
I thought we were not supposed to look at the rainbow if we saw it. If there was one.
Well, that's the point. You're not supposed to look at the rainbow, because the rainbow, by appearing in the physical world, is telling us we're not righteous. We've done some negative actions. And that's why you see it. And the cleansing of that is to change your consciousness. So, no, you shouldn't go out and look at the rainbow. If you're inside and somebody says there's a rainbow, you shouldn't go out and look at it. But if by chance you look up and there's a rainbow, it's telling you that you have something to do teshuvah about. And when you do that teshuvah, you become righteous. And therefore the contract, the covenant is created. So you're changing yourself if you have this understanding. And if you do the teshuvah. Is it confusing or is it clear now?
No.
What's the teshuvah?
Teshuvah is repentance, returning the mistake, changing who you are, who made the mistake, to someone who would not make that mistake.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on 267, or should I go on?
Will, have you anything else that you want to share with us?
No, it's pretty much what I've described. I don't see anything outside of that, other than to realize, and what I've thought before, but it always needs to be repeated, and that's okay, is to realize that when you do a good action, you become righteous. You elevate to Zeran Pin out of the physical, out of the Malchut. And that's why the rainbow can represent Malhut, because you're no longer in Malhut. Good. When you're not in Malhut, you're in Zerampin, and you can choose to elevate the rainbow or be elevated by the rainbow. And that's the unification. That's the covenant, the agreement between Hashem and Noah, between Joseph and Hashem. All of this is, we elevate, we become righteous, and now we can elevate Malchut once we have recognized that we're righteous. But the problem is we don't stay righteous. We fall back down. Verse 268. Vayafozu, my vayafozu, an hiru bachamidu, bikola, kada haneche meadim, mizahav umaz, mipaz. Rav Untukin it mechiru, bin hiru ila'a, kad natya, uvgin kach ikre Yosef, ha-tzadik, al da ikre, ha-keshet berit kalel, da beda. Were made supple. The Hebrew word is vayafozu, or vayafozu. He asked, what is the meaning of vayafozu? To make strong. And he replies that his hands were shining from the light that is pure as pure gold. The Hebrew word is paz, and desired by all. This relates to the verse, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. The Hebrew is paz, sweeter. This means that his hand shone with the supernal light because he observed the covenant. This is why when he merited the covenant, he was called Joseph, the righteous. The rainbow was also called the covenant, because he and the rainbow are combined and included within each other, as previously explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I didn't understand the first part about the hand shining from the light as pure gold. Are they talking about
well,
Joseph?
You have
there?
To go back You have to go back a few verses to remember who is actually speaking here.
Well, that the hands, even if right now we don't know who the hands belong to, where it says this means that his hands shone with the supernal light because he observed the covenant, it makes me wonder if our hands shine.
It's in verse 261, Elohim is speaking to Noah.
Okay. So it's Noah's hands that were shining?
Yes, I would think it was Noah's hands that were shining. Because no, I'm going to say it was Elohim, because the gematria of Pi is 87, and 87 is the gematria of Elohim plus the Kollel.
Okay.
Now we know Elohim doesn't have hands, but we speak in the language of men, so he's using that as a metaphor. He's saying, I made the rainbow, and I made the rainbow as a covenant, and the effect of the covenant and the effect of Noah becoming righteous was to cause God's hands to shine like gold. But it's a good question.
And the idea that they're mentioning Joseph each time when, you know...
In both verses. But the easiest way to understand that is to change the word, substitute the word Yesod for Joseph. Because when someone is a chariot, it means that they are essentially that Sephirah. They are a channel for the energy of that Sephirah, so that we can think in terms, when we see the word Abraham, we are seeing loving kindness. And it gets confusing, because is he talking about Abraham as a man, or is he talking about Joseph as a man, or as a chariot? And there really is no difference. The man is acting in the physical world as the Sephirah, as the energy of Yesod. And Joseph does not even know that. He's not aware that he is acting as that channel. But his actions are always righteous. His actions are always right. Remember, we've had discussions, what is the meaning of righteous? It means doing the right thing.
Anouk, this is Malka.
Yes, Malka. Go ahead.
I just have a thought about Joseph and the bow and then the rainbow. You said that Joseph's righteousness is in the bow and in the rainbow for Noah. And my mind went back to when Jacob gave Joseph the coat of many colors, which is what a king would wear.
Correct.
So I'm thinking about all the Sephirot colors, the colors that's represented in the upper world, and Yesod is connecting from Malkut to Zeron Pin, channels it up. And I'm just wondering if those colors, that coat of many colors, was a metaphor for the covenant that God gave to Noah, being Joseph's bow was in it as well.
It's a very nice thought. The word that, it's a four-letter word that they translate as the coat of many colors, but it really isn't. The colors aren't there. the four letters represent a protection shield. That's what the Zohar tells us when it talks about the coat of many colors. In English, it gets translated that way. But in the Hebrew, it's a four-letter acronym for protection. And the reason it gets translated as the coat of many colors is coming from this deep understanding that we are talking about right now. That Yesod represents this channel for all of the different lights of Hashem. Everything flows through Yesod. And Joseph is that channel for all those different lights. And that's when you see the word bow, it's really rainbow. Because Joseph was given a bow by the Pharaoh. But it's all related to, sometimes it's telling us it's color, and sometimes it's not. And we're supposed to know. Because if you're on the spiritual level, you listen to your intuition, and you see that Yesod is this channel of color. That's why it's a rainbow. Because we're receiving the channel of all of this energy, which is different frequencies, different colors. It's a very nice thought, Malcolm.
Well, that's the way I see it. When it's channeled down, all the lights from the other separate rows down into, well, so Malkut can connect
to it. Down into Malkut.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's why my thought pattern is that coat that Jacob gave to Joseph is a very significant thing.
Yeah. Correct. Because light is always your protection shield. Different color lights means you're being protected from different things. And when all of the lights are unified, you're being protected from everything.
Okay.
Go ahead, Marco. We can finish. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, we talk about colors of the different worlds, the different sephirot have different colors associated with it.
Correct.
So, you know, I assume these colors that are associated with the 10 sephirot are in Yesod, which is where we get this rainbow, this array of color, you know, that comes about in the rainbow. And it's always the same color.
Correct.
So I just, now that I've put two and two together, it may not be the correct way of putting two and two together, but I see the rainbow a little more significant. Even though we're not supposed to look upon it, and it is a sign of, you know, we need to do some kind of correction. But and now that you said that Joseph is in the covenant with Noah, it makes sense to me now why we have this array of colors in the sky when we have the rainbow.
Correct. It's a nice thought. Very true. We will count the Omer tonight at 7 Pacific time. We'll also continue our study of the Sha'ar Kedusha. So I hope you have a beautiful evening until we meet again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we will meet again at this time.
All right, thanks.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom.
And everyone
gadol.
Say amen.
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 Thank you all.
Bye-bye.